Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
You got Does That Make Me Crazy coming up in about 20 minutes, Kid Nation. If you want to bring those in, make sure you use the hashtag Does That Make Me Crazy on Twitter and Instagram. Or we'll have you text in or call in here in a few. But real quick, we were talking about jury selection and what to do to get out of it if you want to. Mm-hmm. We got this text. Y'all, my sister dressed up as an elf for jury duty. They chose her.
Yeah, you can't be doing that.
Oh, so Santa's little helper got selected to help out with the jury.
The defendant, bad Santa.
That's what it was. The mall Santa.
Right.
We got to get into The Bachelorette. It was the final episode last night.
Oh, boy. I'm so glad it's over. I will say that.
Me too. You know, and I didn't invest a lot in it except for like the last three episodes. I just kind of wanted to know going in who we were dealing with.
And I didn't either. I did watch some. I watched maybe 50 or 60%, I guess.
Yeah.
And I felt like a hypocrite because I was so happy that we had a Black Bachelorette, but I wasn't watching it.
Right.
You didn't support.
And so I felt an obligation to watch it, you know, because I was so happy about it.
This is the first time I didn't watch a second, but I thank you guys and Caroline for your reviews because you never made me feel like I was missing out.
Right. We got that's
like
we got
I had
you.
No FOMO and now I have no stress.
That's why we do the recap.
I love your guys' recaps. Yeah.
Or you could just literally go online and everybody's posts were about this last night.
Because everybody's really upset because
so it's more than just who she chose that you guys are upset about.
No, it's who she chose.
It's who she chose.
Upset about.
Yeah. So we have the Black Bachelorette and you got three guys left. One guy's a black guy.
Eric.
And two white guys, right?
Yeah. You got Eric, who's a black dude.
Yeah.
And he's the guy that grew on me the most as the season progressed. He
Eric
opened up.
Would cherish her. He would truly worship the ground she walks on. But I don't think they were in the same place.
Right.
I don't think that could have, maybe in a different time and place, that could have worked out. But he would have really, truly been faithful to her and worshiped the ground she walked on.
Now, I don't know who's going to be the bachelor next.
Well, based on the fan reaction, it's going to be the one she rejected.
Yeah, but
if they're smart.
Eric was the most stoic person to leave the Bachelorette in this, in the final three. Usually the guy that gets cut or the girl that gets cut in their final three, they just turn
very
into
emotional.
A ball of tears or they're really angry. They don't want to talk to them.
He's still very upset.
Yeah,
and they didn't do the tradition. Everything that we know about the Bachelor and Bachelorette that's always worked, the comfort of the system is out the window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they didn't even have the final rose ceremony because they broke up.
Right.
Right.
I think that was Rachel's doing.
I don't know.
I think she didn't want to have the ugly tears when she was going to get proposed to, if she was going to get proposed to. But she did let Eric go. He didn't make it.
Yeah, he was the first of the final three.
I was hoping.
Go.
Yeah, and she gave him a cliche.
It is important to understand that I do love you. It's just not, I'm not in love.
I definitely want you to know. When you stay open in life, you can experience some amazing things. So I just want to say thank you for being open, allowing me to be open and experience amazing things with you. And to confess my love to you, thank you for allowing me to get what I need.
He would have loved her.
I think so. I agree with you on that.
Well, that was a nice way to handle it. I thought he was going to be like,
no.
No.
This was the first girl he ever said, I love you too. So, I mean, he could have taken this an entire different route. And he was such a man about it.
Yep.
He's like, hey, man, that's how it is. You had to make a choice.
He looked good when he came back last night.
He
that
did.
Live show.
Nothing good happens
that beard.
When you're doing it on a park bench.
What's that, Al?
When you're doing it on a park bench, nothing. There's never a good reaction, a good result when you're trying to express your love on a park bench.
Now, here's where the drama kicks in, you guys.
Okay.
Jenna.
So now it's down to two.
Okay.
Peter is the guy that's most level-headed. He is the one that sees this show. He took a step back and he goes, look, I can't propose to a girl.
That's right. He was the one that was being open. Like, he wants to be with her, but he's not going to be ready to give her a ring.
If he's going
to
propose,
because he's actually sane and it makes
sense. He has to do it on his own time and not because the end of the season of the show is coming.
Yeah. And he's cute and seems cool and smart.
Yeah. Smart, intellectual, good-looking guy. And he says he only wants to propose once. He doesn't want it to be where I propose after 3 months of knowing this girl and then we break up and then I look like a fool.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
And he also wants to propose and set a date. Not propose and now let's get to know each other and have this endless like other bachelor and bachelorette couples.
Yeah.
They just keep dating without truly being engaged. And truly, he's like, I want to get engaged. I want to get married.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, it got so bad. He said, look, Rachel,
take a chance.
I really am so digging you. I'm paraphrasing. If it takes me to propose to you, if that's what's going to take for me not to lose you, I will do it. I'll go against what I believe.
Yeah.
And she's like, Jenna, well, I don't want you to propose if you don't mean it.
See?
He's flat out telling her, so I'm going to do what you want me to do because all that matters to you, all that matters to you is getting you. You want a ring. So I'm going to tell you, I'm going to do what you want. Well, that's not good enough. I don't want you to propose unless you want to propose.
Well, then she ends up,
and this
who
is
she
why
end up with.
Men are
it's
crazy.
It's a lose-lose.
It's a lose-lose. He couldn't say anything in that moment. I want you to propose, but I want you to mean it.
What she should have said right there was, or what she should, okay, look, if you love me that much to say that, and if you really mean that, I'll choose you, but we don't have to propose.
No, that should have been a sobering moment for Rachel where she realizes,
like, awesome.
Oh, yeah, oh my God, I have a really good dude in front of me who's actually thinking.
Who compromises.
He's
and who
thinking
I
with
love,
his brain.
And who I love because she says,
she loves all of them?
I love you to this one. No, to this one. Says, I love you. Cries her eyelashes off.
Yeah.
Literally cries her eyelashes off. She's so upset because all that matters to her is getting that ring, which he says, I'll give it to you if that's really what you want. No, but I don't want it if you don't want it.
Yeah.
Unbelievably mad.
Here's Peter's words.
Unbelievably.
When Rachel forces him to decide to propose to her.
I am in love with you. That became very clear to me today. But these feelings are so recent. They've been growing to this point all throughout, but I don't feel that I'm ready to ask you to marry me tomorrow. But I don't want to stop being with you. I do see a future with you.
I don't want to repeat what I've done in every single relationship. And my fear is that, okay, you don't propose, and I agree to just date you and be committed to you. What guarantee do I have that it's ever going to leave that stage? Because my past has shown me that it won't.
Well, that's your past. This is your present and your future, woman.
What an immature
and listen,
viewpoint.
We don't know what the producers are telling her. Maybe they're freaking out and they're saying, Rachel, do not allow this guy to ruin our TV show.
No, they're not telling her that.
And thus ruining her relationship with possibly the better guy out of the two remaining.
And I don't think they
choose
him, right? Because on the show, they want to choose people that are kind of emotionally immature that can fall in love in a few weeks.
Well, enter Brian. Mr. Wagging his tail, puppy dog eyes, who just seems to say the right thing.
But then you've got his monster mother. I mean,
isn't this the guy from what I've heard? He seems kind of dumb. Like, he couldn't even answer questions at dinner.
Yeah.
They
can make somebody look bad in editing. But
when he can rehearse what's probably going to happen, he does well. He knows usually where things are going to go with Rachel. When he was put in a situation where he was with her family, a bunch of crazy, intelligent people, and they were throwing him questions that he wasn't ready for. He flopped.
Had to leave.
Yeah, that's when he had to go around the corner and get his stuff together.
He flopped. But you know what he did right? He told Rachel, I'm all in. I'm going to propose to
You'll get a ring from me, babe.
He's the guy that will tell you what you want to hear. But, again, he's 37 years old.
He could sell exotic cars.
He's eternally single. There's got to be a reason why he's been single so long.
His last girlfriend left because she couldn't deal with his family. That's not a red flag, Rachel.
Right. But he's ready to propose, and he did it on the windiest hillside in Spain. Let's see if you can even understand what they're saying.
In this moment, standing with you, I see my forever.
Rachel, Lynn, Lindsay, will you be my reina forever?
That means queen.
Yes.
Marry me.
Yes, give it to me.
Yes, give it to me.
Give me the ring.
Give it to me.
I'm sorry.
Like, couldn't they have taken it inside? Do they really need that romantic country?
They need that, Kelly.
Yeah, so
she just tells
need it for the promo.
She tells Peter the night before, crying her eyes out, I love you. And the next day she tells Brian, I see you're my forever.
Yeah.
It was so maddening.
I want it to work for her. I love Rachel. I really do like her, but I don't think it's
going to
work.
She blew it with me. And then last night during the live show, she was giving Peter so much cocky attitude. When he said something, she's like, I'm living my best life, and just turned on him like that. Yeah. I was so mad at her.
I turned it off.
And then he came back. Did you get that?
I turned it off. As soon as they broke up and she was crying her eyelashes off, I'm like, well, obviously I know what the ending is.
Yeah.
I don't even need to see the proposal at this point.
She talks so much, and then he says, well, I feel like I'm being attacked now. Well, how exactly do you feel like you're being attacked, Peter? And she just looked at him the whole time like these accusing eyes. She's made the biggest mistake. She's made the biggest mistake.
He'll be the Bachelor, hopefully.
Well, Peter. You know what? But she was setting him up not to be the Bachelor.
Trying to.
This process is not for you. You don't thrive in this environment.
Here's why. Because if she can't have him, nobody can. You know, she doesn't want to see him on TV finding love. That's why she probably said that. And that's understandable. That's human.
I'm Team DeMario for the next Bachelor.
I'm going to tell you, this is how involved I get after watching three episodes. Imagine me a whole season in. That's why I can't watch the show.
Well, Bachelor in Paradise is coming up next Monday.
I was just about to say, this time right now, you guys? Is this time for us to celebrate the end of the Bachelor?
Let's toast. Do we have any champagne in here?
Yeah.
I wish. I'm so mad.
Do we have any champagne back there in the back?
I am telling you. Bachelor in Paradise is probably the best television on.
The Defiant ones on HBO is the best thing on television.
That's pretty good,
now.
But that's only four episodes. The Bachelor in Paradise is a whole season of episodes of people being stupid.
Maybe
I don't like watching unemployed people get so drunk they black out and sue each other.
That makes you crazy, Jenna. All right. Man. Well, that's your Bachelorette. She picked Brian.
Thank goodness. It's over, Kelly.
Yeah, it's over.
Maybe our nice Kid Nation listener that brought us a bottle of champagne last 2 weeks ago will bring us another bottle today so we can celebrate.
Hopefully.
There you go. Hey, let's get into Does That Make Me Crazy, Kid Nation. We're going to open up the phone lines.
Yep.
At 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We want to hear from you and your quirkiness. Have you been doing something your entire life?
Kind of weird.
Or do you do things and you think they might be a little bit crazy and you just want verification from us because we've been doing it for so long?
Years ago, we found out that JC, when he's in a hotel room, he actually eats the leftover food that people put outside of their hotel room door.
Yeah.
When he's just walking by, he might pick up a pancake or a french fry and eat it.
Yeah, because I don't want it to go to waste. Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll find out if you're crazy next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, man, the back-to-school rush is here, and the ultimate lunchbox giveaway returns. Now, I know some of you are already back in school. Good news is we teamed up with Tasty Cake to make sure that you have everything you need for school. Five lucky winners are going to score a limited edition Kid Nation lunchbox stuffed with a $400 Visa gift card for school shopping, along with Tasty Cake's delicious mini cupcakes and brownies. Mm. Big Al, please tell me more about Tasty Cake.
Well, Tasty Cake minis come in 3 bite-sized pieces per pack, making it easy to share with friends and spread the sweetness.
Mm. Share?
Yeah. Sharing is caring, Kelly. That's what we learn in school.
Share your Tasty Cake.
My Tasty Cakes.
Listen all next week for the Kid Nation school bus to arrive and be the 23rd caller, and you'll instantly win.
Did we get some Tasty Cakes? Just asking.
We did last time.
Asking for a friend.
Look how cute the lunchbox is.
I love the cute lunchbox. I'd love it if it was filled with Tasty Cakes now.
I love lunchboxes like that. My mom, I didn't have a good lunchbox, so my mom would use giant grocery bags. So I would carry a full-size brown grocery bag to school.
That's what I had, a plastic bag. Good times.
No. Brown paper bag with handles.
Oh, the huge one?
The huge one.
Oh, you look like a homeless lady.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just like I did this morning.
Okay.
Like this morning, Trey was making fun of me. I come in with a grocery bag.
Lunchbox or paper bag, Kelly?
I had a lunchbox.
Well, who was on it?
Oh, I don't remember.
Archie's. Probably Archie's.
I don't remember.
I think I had Flintstones. Yeah, and I had a Fat Albert one, too.
When I did have a lunchbox, it was Star Wars. It was a hand-me-down, but I had never seen the movies. But I did have a Star Wars one.
I just remember the smell of lunchboxes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like not a good smell, but it's a happy smell.
I had a plastic one, but I was more into stickers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I made
you
my
just
own.
Just put them on there.
Yeah, I did my own. I had a Weezer. I was into Weezer.
Oh, music. Look at you.
Oh, yeah. I was always in it. Why? My parents were kind of hippie. So I just had stickers. I had weird stickers on my lunchbox.
Jenna's dad's a crazy good guitar player. Like, so good.
Does that make him crazy?
Nah. Makes him a genius. It really does.
Musical genius.
All right. Time for Does That Make Me Crazy, Kid Nation. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
An example of Does That Make Me Crazy from the text.
Okay.
So my mom wraps all our cakes in saran wrap because she doesn't want all our germs getting on it when we blow out the candles. Does that make her crazy?
Whoa.
No, they've done studies that we really do spit on cakes.
I have it right here, actually.
So you poke holes with the candles after it's wrapped?
You wrap it, I guess, and I guess you could put the candle on top and blow it out.
Yeah, you could probably Yeah,
but,
a little extreme. The
but blowing out candles on a birthday cake leads to a 1,500% increase in bacteria on cake. So people, stop blowing on your cakes.
How many people get sick after that? Very, very
I don't know.
Rare. Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to Usher's birthday. I'll tell you that right now. All right, let's go to the phones real quick. Hey, Matthew.
Matthew!
Oh, no. Is our phone broke? No.
Matthew?
You know what happened? I didn't hit the button.
Oh, okay.
That's what
okay,
happened. So, okay. Hi, Matthew.
Hey.
There you are, buddy. What's going on?
So, for 4 years ago, I got a little chip in my windshield, right?
Yeah.
And it grew for the past four years from a little chip, baby chip, to this massive crack. And, you know, I finally got it replaced just recently. And even though it looks better, like, that was my ride or die crack, you know, for 4 years. And now it's gone. And I genuinely feel like I miss it. Like, I lost a child. I look at my windshield. I'm like, I don't know. Who are you?
You missed
the
crack.
Does that make me crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. But we'll pour one out for Chip, dude.
Oh, congrats yeah, crazy, on the new glass.
Yeah. Yeah, what? Those windows are expensive. Though,
missed
man.
The
they
crack.
Are.
He missed the crack. Matthew's funny.
I start getting scared when that happens.
I know.
You watch it, and then it slowly starts spidering out.
It's not going to grow.
How long do I have?
Yeah.
Because can the windshield collapse on you?
Yes, it can
come
in.
That's what I'm afraid of.
I mean, a lot of them are supposed to be built, because this happened to me, where it does not do like these huge shards. Like it's supposed to spider out like that so it doesn't hurt you. Right. But I don't know.
Still.
Same thing can happen.
From the text, Rebecca out there in Florence, Kelly. She wrote us and said, every night before bed, I turn our porch light on and off a few times. So if anyone's out there and thinking about breaking in, they'll see the flashing lights and know that they're possibly being watched.
Right.
Does that make me crazy?
No.
But you're very cautious.
I would think that people would think something's wrong. Isn't that we're supposed to do if something's happening? You got to flash your lights.
Yes. You do the SOS signal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Three shorts, three longs, three shorts.
Hey, either way, help's going to show up.
Yeah.
You're not crazy. You're just
safe. She's never been broken into.
That's
so
right.
It's working.
That's right.
Not crazy.
Hopefully, Amber's got pretty good insurance. Hi, Amber.
Hi, JC.
So, what's your 2-year-old do?
So, every time I'm off the floor, he lays on the floor, spreads out, and licks it and tells me it's delicious.
Oh, my gosh.
What kind of floor?
Winter.
It's just a wood floor.
Wow.
He likes the lemon pine taste or whatever.
Yeah.
So funny.
The Murphy's oil. So does that make my 2-year-old crazy?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. Wow.
No, I'm not calling a 2-year-old crazy. He likes the taste.
Oh, 2-year-olds are crazy.
Never too young to be crazy, Kel.
Yeah.
I love the smell of that stuff.
He might
too.
Be our youngest entry into the crazy Hall of Fame.
Yes.
What's your son's name?
Finn.
Finn?
Yep.
Oh, see, that's a cool
one. What up, Finn?
Finn makes up for it with the name right there. Amber, you have a wonderful day. But make sure he doesn't lick any other things. Because that can get dangerous.
Yeah, you got to put a limit on the licking.
Yeah.
Save that.
Just because I would think pine salt can't be, and like high doses can't be good for the kids.
Yeah, right.
She says Murphy's oil soap. That's fine.
What's up with kids and wanting
chemical.
It's kind of, like my daughter ran out of her little spray. We have the Honest Company spray so she could clean her little table, but she ran out of it. So she was spitting on the table and then wiping it with her hand.
Right? What's wrong with that?
That's gross.
Put balls on it.
Disgusting. Like, what are you doing? She goes, cleaning.
Give it a spit shot.
Yeah. Hey, Tay.
Hi.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? What's yours?
Well, I just want to say I love you guys. I listen to you guys every day in Tupelo, Mississippi. We love you here.
Thank you, Tay. Shout out, Mississippi.
Yeah.
Right. My crazy is anytime I go out to a restaurant or fast food anywhere, when I put my straw in my drink, I have to blow through the straw first. Does that make me crazy? Huh.
You're making bubbles.
To make bubbles?
The straw doesn't have to be in the... I can't put it in the cup first. I have to blow through it before it goes through in my cup.
Well, I
sometimes think that there's going to be, like, paper inside, and if I put it in my cup and suck it up, it'll choke me or something.
Okay.
Have you had an experience where that happened, and this is now why you do it every time?
No, it's never happened.
It's never happened? Because you always blow in your straw. That makes you not crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Not crazy, okay. Tay. Not crazy.
Not crazy, Tay. Congratulations. You keep blowing on those straws.
You're not crazy. You Tay-Z.
Ow.
What?
What does that even mean?
Hey, that's not funny.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Tyson's always on hold
I'm telling
for the jokes.
Tay-Z.
Tazy.
Her name's Tay. So she's Tazy.
Okay.
Tazy. Does that make me Tazy?
Tazy makes me think of, like, tasers.
Hi, Susie.
Uh-oh.
Hi.
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 What's going on?
Oh, hi. I'm on. Sorry.
Yeah, you're on. Oh, yeah,
you're on. Why are you crazy?
I'm just coming in my car. I just, good morning to you. I love you guys. I was just calling. I wanted to, see if this made me crazy. I still sleep with my baby blanket. But the kicker is that I'm 41 years old.
She still sleeps with her baby blanket, and she's a full-on adult,
oh,
is what she was saying. I speak good tunnel.
Good for you, JC.
That's hard to understand.
I know. Understand that
I speak
one.
Tunnel. You're welcome. No, Susie, I don't think you're crazy. You're just attached to the blankie. You married?
Yeah, totally.
You married?
No, I'm engaged, but I'm not married yet.
Does your fiancé know about the blankie?
Yes, and other partners I've had in the past, like boyfriends or whatever, I would think, like, I hid it for a while, and then as soon as I brought it out or whatever, they didn't think it was weird either, but it's so gross.
Yeah.
It's gross.
It's gross.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I wonder if her and her fiancé talk on the phone a lot.
Susie, thank you for
that
your call.
That was
a bad connection.
Sometimes we get bad connections.
We got most of what you said.
We got most of it. We want to make sure she got on.
I don't know.
She
I think the baby blanket's kind of weird. We tried to have an intervention with a college roommate of mine.
You
there
did?
Were eight girls of us, eight that lived in a house, and she slept with a blankie, and we would be like, girl, you need to hide this when you have a guy come over, you know, because she would sit there and twirl the ends, you know, like little kids do.
Did she stick it in her nose,
like,
too?
They twist up the ends, and they do that weird stuff, and it was just falling apart, and then she would do laundry. She'd be like, hey, can I throw a load of laundry in? And, like, none of us wanted that blankie to be in with our laundry.
Gross.
She had it since she was five. How do you keep something that long?
Right?
I still have my teddy bear from when I was five. Osito.
You do?
Chiquito, yeah. A rat ate his nose off.
Where was the rat?
In my apartment in college.
Oh, my gosh.
So, he's disfigured, but he's still around.
Oh, good.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi. Well, I don't exactly have my teddy bear since I was five.
But
wait, are you saying I'm crazy, Danielle?
She's being all judgy, isn't she?
Yeah, we'll be judgy, too. Go
Tell
ahead.
Tell us yours.
Well, I kind of have arguments with people who are, like, in real life, but they're never around. So, like, I'd be, like, in a different room, and they'll be somewhere, like, maybe in the house or not even in the house sometimes. But I'll actually have arguments with people. Like, I'll get so mad at somebody, and I'll actually have arguments.
So, if your best friend's not in the room, you're having an argument with them because you win every time, basically.
Yeah, exactly. I can completely win. Like, I'll sit there and get so mad, and I'll sit there and just say what I want to say and everything that I want to say to them.
Yeah. Yeah, you're crazy.
It. If I've had an argument with someone,
you're
then
crazy.
I'll be in the car and I'll just like replay it in my
right.
head.
Mm-hmm.
And
what
I'll just
I should
be
have
like,
said.
Yeah,
are
right.
you kidding me?
Thanks, Danielle. I will take one last one here from Shannon.
All right.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing great. Now, what do you do?
Well, I have two cats and I'm not crazy, Sally, but.
Oh, you're crazy.
So I'm always afraid that if there's a fire or a bad storm, that. They will hide and no one will ever find them, and then I'll lose them. Uh-huh. So I taught them a fire drill, and then I teach them storm training.
Your
and,
cats?
you know, silly.
And what? How do you do that?
Oh, she left us hanging.
Well, I have a kennel, and I keep treats in it, and they're fav- like a their little bed, and I.
Oh, God.
The phones today!
I wanted to hear about the cat fire
Shannon,
drill.
We really want to hear about your cat.
Whenever there's a storm, she will put a treat in the kennel so they'll go to it. So maybe eventually they'll relate noise to kennel.
There's
maybe.
Be a kennel
Pavlov,
there.
The Pavlov trick.
But basically,
the
Shannon
cones.
Fire trained and storm trained her cats in case they're caught in a fire or a storm.
Wow. Yes, you're crazy.
Does that make her crazy?
Yes.
I actually want to hear her
I do want
fire.
To hear
I don't
it.
Want them to go to the kennel.
Right, you
run
want to
out
get
of the
out.
House.
Oh, they go to the kennel so she could just pick it up and run out. That's smart.
What if you're not home?
Oh, then they're going to give. That's going to be bad.
Aren't
you supposed to have one of those stickers on your door that say there's pets inside? Please break this door down and get them.
You could do that.
I would hope they would, but I mean, you know.
Come on. Hey, we do have
a doggy door so they can run. Run for their lives.
I have a dream. We have an update on one that we did a few months ago. It's really cool. You want to hear this. Somebody's joining the Kid Nation family. Next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So on the show, we do a thing called I Have a Dream. Mm-hmm. Now, it started out as a one-week thing where we would try to fill as many dreams as we could.
Yeah.
And then it turned into something you could write in anytime you want. Mm-hmm. So if a dream that you want to do pops up in your head and you think to yourself, okay, Craddock Morning Show can help me with that, right, you write us and we try to make that happen. Back in February, actually, we spoke to Sarah about her dream. Check this out.
Ben and I have been married for 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. We're both in our 30s. He's later in his 30s. So we knew when we got married, we wanted to go ahead and start trying to have a baby. So the first year, we tried the natural way. Everyone suggested stand on your head. And after the first year, nothing was working. So we went to the fertility doctor, mm-hmm. went through all the tests, blood test, sample test. Everything else looked good. So we went ahead and started trying IUI, just basically assisted mm-hmm. in the process. Both times were a negative. It's just upsetting. I know for him, he gets frustrated that we're throwing all this money at it and they can't say like, oh, well, this is wrong or this is how you fix it. It's just, well, let's try again. And he just sees the dollar signs.
Well, it's kind of hard to deal with.
And everything is unexplained. Everything looks good. So we knew that losing weight would probably help with the process and maybe we won't have to go on to the next round with the shots. And I've always been overweight. I've always been that chunkier friend. In the group, I used to be a lot leaner whenever I was in school and in college and sports, so it's kind of just went downhill from there.
I've always had healthy checkups, but I'm freaking out since I realized my weight could be the cause of our baby-making issues. We know for a fact my husband's reproductive abilities are off the chart.
Well done, man. My man. What a stud.
The doctor literally suggested framing and hanging my husband's sample results in his office.
Man, he's got a military.
Right?
This guy.
I've prayed to be miserably pregnant for so long. Please help make my dream of being a mommy come true.
Okay.
All right.
What I did was I reached out to a man named Brian Watley. He's the founder of a place called Next Gen Fitness. Mm-hmm. And he said that they are ready to help Sarah and her husband, Ben, get started on the journey of becoming parents. So what that means is for 12 weeks, Sarah is going to go in 3 times a week, one-on-one with a personal trainer. So this, hopefully, in the next 12 weeks, she's going to see a huge change in her body.
I am super excited, but nervous at the same time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys, okay. Joining us on the phone for an update on this I Have a Dream is Sarah and Off the Charts Ben. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
All good. Right. Now, obviously, we're talking to you guys because you guys have an update for us with this I Have a Dream. What's been going on since you guys talked to Shannon and you guys got set up?
Well, I went for the 12 weeks at Next Gen. They were amazing. Most of the time, I loved all the trainers except for when I was exhausted and didn't want to go.
Yeah.
But overall, diet plan, their exercise routine, everything was awesome. They were great to work with. At the end of those 12 weeks, they offered me another 12 weeks.
Nice. Wow.
So yeah, it went well.
Brian and Craig are amazing. So I've been going the other 12 weeks. And just a couple weeks ago, we found out that Kid Craddock Morning Show got us pregnant.
Big Al.
Wasn't me this time.
That's awesome.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. It all happened on its own because we hadn't been to the fertility doctor over the past year. So this was all just.
So you really think this comes down to living a healthier lifestyle and losing some weight?
Yeah, the OB said a lot of times just a slight change in weight, even just dropping 5 or 10 pounds can kickstart everything. So I hadn't dropped a lot of weight during all the workouts, but just the amount of muscle and how healthy I've gotten.
That's it.
Has been a huge, huge difference.
It's how you feel, and you feel great, right, Sarah?
Yes, I feel so much better. Well, good. Except these last couple weeks, I've been so tired.
I bet. But, now, how far along are we?
Just over 12 weeks.
We are.
Yeah. Well, she said the morning show got her pregnant. So,
morning show baby, yeah.
And when did you tell Ben?
I actually got to tell him on Father's Day.
Aww.
Very sweet.
I had found out that weekend, so I got to tell him. It was perfect timing.
Were there tears of joy?
Oh, yes. Every time when I told him, we cried. And every time we've been to the doctor and got to hear the heartbeat and just reconfirm that it is true, it is real, we've cried.
Ben, how are you feeling, man?
Oh, just great. I just can't believe it. And it's just
I know, it is just like a dream, too, because I mean, it just... I can't believe that's all happening.
And I'm sure Sarah's got a little pep in her step now around the house, right?
Well, she's been sleeping, too, so the pregnancy is going to, it really makes you exhausted. So.
It really does. Are you going to be able to keep working out during the pregnancy? They're going to help you with that?
Yeah, the doctor said to keep it up, keep working. I did just switch jobs last week, now I'm going to be going once a week with the trainer on the weekend. So.
Perfect.
Do you have a gender reveal party planned?
I will probably around the end of September is when we'll be able to find out the gender.
Well, let us know what we're having.
Yeah.
Oh, I will.
Yeah, what are we pulling for here? Are you guys wanting boy first or girl or what? Or whatever?
I prefer a girl, but we're just excited it's going to be a human.
Yeah.
Definitely going to be a human.
Yes.
Are you having any cravings, Sarah?
Not really. The only thing that's really changed is I can't stand chicken, so that's been an adjustment. Oh. I eat a lot of chicken.
That's so funny. Wow. One of my best girlfriends just told me that she cannot even stand the cider smell, and she's early on.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, we did get to, at the 12-week ultrasound last week, she had a hard time just keeping the baby still. It was moving around so much, and I told Ben, I said, I think we might actually have a psycho.
So she or he is moving around a lot. We don't know the sex of the baby yet.
Just working out in there. She's trying to be like mommy, just working out.
Yeah, right.
Well, we might have to name her Psycho Shannon.
Oh, there you go.
That would be great. Now, keep us posted. We definitely want to know when you guys have the gender reveal so we find out what the show's having.
We will.
And that we want to come along this entire ride with you guys. Congratulations. We're so happy for you guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you guys so much. And Shannon for picking our story. We're just over the moon. So excited. Good. So blessed.
Good. We're over the moon. You guys keep it up. Have a great time. Enjoy the pregnancy as much as you can. I know it's going to be tough.
Right.
All right, you guys. Thank you. Bye, Sarah. Bye, Ben.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Yay.
Oh, that is such great news.
She's got another morning show, baby.
Yay. I know, right? And Kelly, you struggled with
fertility,
getting pregnant.
Yes, I did everything. I tried acupuncture. I tried the IUI, the turkey baster is what they call it. I tried yoga. I tried so many things, and it just, you know, what works for one doesn't work for another.
Right.
Everybody's different. So I'm really glad that hers came through just, you know, being a little bit more active and more healthy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
All I had to do was skip seventh period. Boom.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And she skipped hers. Hey, we just got some pretty good news from Sarah and Ben. Why don't you hook us up with some good news today?
Okay.
I know we did bone pick yesterday, so we'll have the good news coming in. 800-KID-LIVE is our phone number.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Share your good news with us next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. I need some good
news, baby. Cause like the world's you know, we just got an update on I Have a Dream from Sarah and Ben. Yep. So we figured, hey, why don't we keep the good news coming on this Tuesday? Because we made you do Bone Pick Monday yesterday. So we want to get it back on track. Couple messages that we got on the text for them. Congratulations, Sarah, and off the charts, Ben. I'm so excited for you guys. That's from Christina. We got a lot of those. We also got this one. Sarah has inspired me. We've been trying to get pregnant for several months, and I'm going to go to the gym after work today. Not tomorrow. Today.
Yes.
That's what you got to do. You just got to go.
Exactly.
Get it going. That first step you take, and it'll all be worth it.
Yeah.
Also, from the text, good news yesterday was my 4-year-old, Kaysen. He tried out for the select baseball team, and he made it.
Hey.
At four?
Way to go, Kaysen.
4-year-old. Yeah. Man, he's younger than my son and made a select team.
Maybe that was a typo. Maybe it's 14.
14?
Maybe 14?
Or they're just, gosh, they're like playing sports like in the womb these days.
They're already being scouted.
Seriously, there were some kids I saw on my son's t-ball team that had no business hitting it off the tee. Like, they needed to have real pitches thrown their way because they're that athletic already. Yeah.
There's some kid that was like in the eighth grade, huge dude, and just got a scholarship offer from Alabama.
Yeah.
Isn't he somebody's kid, though? They're like hoping it's in the gene pool.
No, I think he's just
a random
kid. He's like
six. Smoking with the 40 and 4.7 or something like that.
He's like 6'5", 300 pounds. He was beating grown men, like seniors.
Yeah, wait, I'm sorry. You said he's 6'5 and 300 pounds and he's in eighth grade?
Yes. He's going into eighth grade, yes, Jenna.
You can't even let that kid play with other eighth graders.
No. You got to put him on varsity.
Yeah.
But yeah, I bet you he's feeling good. And there was a kid from
scared to death.
Oh, no, he's excited. He's 6'5". He's good. He's fine. He's beating grown men already.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's faster than them. He's stronger than them. He's fine. Hey, Tabitha. Tabitha?
Maybe it's Tabitha.
Tabitha?
No.
Guess not.
Tabby?
Hold on, did our phone break?
Did you break it again? Did you forget to press the button again?
No, the phone broke. See?
Phone broke.
Oh, no.
Maybe that's why the phone lines were going off a little bit.
Hello?
You know, that happens sometimes.
Oh, wait, what? Hello? What? Do you hear me? Where am I?
I don't know. Oh, Trey's
helping
us out.
I'm in the future.
Tabitha, are you there? Maybe it's working in Trey's room.
Tabitha.
No, it's not working.
No. Okay, well, we'll just have to forget that. You know, stuff happens on live radio.
Hold on, I can try
sometimes
something
sometimes without out of our control.
Let me give it a try here with this.
We could just read text messages.
We want to hear good news.
Because I did want to hear Tabitha. Let me try this. Let's see if this will work for us. If not, then I'll figure something out. Hi, Tabitha. Can you hear us now? No.
Oh,
right. Text us, Tabitha.
Well, this is how you know we're doing all this live.
I hate technology so much sometimes.
We'll just read some texts.
We will.
Feel good
texts. Let's read some.
They're
over my head, so you have to read them.
Hi, my name is Christy Martinez, and after 17 years of being at high school, I finally registered and applied and still will be starting college August 21st.
Oh, so she's out of high school.
Yeah, she's out of high school after 17 years.
Wow. Okay.
I was in high school 17 years. Yeah. It seemed like it.
Or being out of high school, yeah. Very excited and also nervous.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people
man,
going back
if I had to
school.
To go back to
going
college
back,
now.
I wouldn't know where to start.
Oh, man.
Especially just study habits, like having to go home and study.
That was hard. I took 5 years off, I think it was, before I decided to go back and finish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was hard.
Really? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. I took off 5 years because I didn't really know what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't want to waste my parents' money, my time, just taking empty courses.
Yeah.
I wanted to have a focus. So I went and got a job in radio. And I was doing that, and I was also doing TV, and I was also working at my parents' retail business. I was doing a lot of different things.
Wow.
But I always promised my mother, because she was freaked out when I dropped out.
Yeah.
I promised her I'd go back and finish. So finally, 5 years later, I said, I'll go back, and I got my English degree. But I was at such a different place in my life. I would show up for school in my dress because I had to go straight, you know, to work. People come in their pajamas.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to the fraternity sorority house. And I was so out of the loop.
Yeah,
it was hard. It was harder going back.
I've had friends that when they do go back, they're not partying.
No.
Because when your first year of college is going to be the year where you screw up the most.
Yeah.
It's a guaranteed. You're going to go party on a Thursday and a Wednesday because you're not used to doing that.
It's college.
And you're by yourself. Now your parents aren't there to tell you what to do.
You're testing your limits and,
nobody's there to tell you not to do it. You're going to do it.
Yeah. If you've never had a C or a D, you might get a C or a D in your freshman year of college. But my buddies that went back, like when they were late 20s, they crushed it.
Yeah. All it was getting done.
Yeah.
Get it done.
Yeah. At that time, they were
Yeah, I took
married.
5 years off and went back. So you can do it. 17 years is a little longer, but...
Yeah, it happens. Jenna, you were a what, 4 year?
I knocked it out in 4 years, but I do think about how... it might be easier for me to have gone back now a little bit because I don't have those distractions. It was hard for me in those 4 years to focus, but at least I was there. I mean, I didn't do anything else other than intern in the summer for some extra hours. I mean, I focused on just, like, trying to get school done. Did a lot of partying, too, but... Man, I'm glad I got it out of the way.
Right.
That's right.
Me. I wouldn't go back right now. It's hard to do. And I lived in a small town. I always think about kids that live in a big city, and they're like you said, you're trying to have a job, you're trying to work, and you have all these temptations because you're in a big city. It would be so difficult, really.
Lisa Grooms wrote us and said, I'm closing on the first home I've ever owned completely on my own after being single for 10 years with 4 boys.
Oh, my
Way
God.
Go, Lisa.
Single mom of the house.
Good
Look
job,
at you, Lisa.
Lisa. Good job, Lisa.
That is great right there.
Yeah, it is.
My daughter has her first freshman volleyball game today.
Yay.
Your first high school game is...
Good news Tuesday.
It's one
Man, back to school already, huh?
Yep.
A lot of kids some are back to school. My kid's going to be starting kindergarten here in the next couple weeks.
That's a big step.
Am I supposed to go to that? I know, Kelly, you went to Emma Kelly's.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Oh, I shouldn't go?
That was a bit.
Yeah, kid said, oh, you can go, but you have to broadcast the entire time.
Yeah.
It was a nightmare.
I'll broadcast the entire time.
It's not that great.
But it's his first.
Let me just tell you, it's really important to be there for your children's milestones. But we build up this romantic idea of what it is to take your kid to school. And whenever I'm off and Emma Kelly has school, she's so excited that I get to take her to school.
Yeah.
It's really not that great.
You just pull in and drop them off, right?
It's really not that great. You get them up. You're yelling at them to get out the door the entire time.
I know.
What do you need? What did you forget? Oh, you forgot this. Oh, I have to go back home and get it and bring it back to you. You know, it's just like it's a nightmare. And just all you do is just drop them off. Bye. It's like, where's the romantic stuff you see on the commercials? Where they're all having Eggo waffles and sunshine is streaming in.
You take the cute picture in the front of your place with the
little
bag on.
It's not that great. Kelly, I'm just telling you.
Kelly didn't even let the car come to a complete stop.
Get out of there, Kelly.
No. All you working moms feeling guilt and stuff, because I feel it too. Every once in a while when you get to do it, it's like, this is what I'm upset about missing.
And this one, good news, my man's getting out of jail today.
My man.
Good for you.
All right.
You give that man a sandwich and some loving. That's all they want,
she
right?
She was waiting on him.
Well, that's what he was going to jail too, bro.
Well, and I want a better sandwich.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Thank you for joining us this Tuesday. We're almost halfway done with the week.
We just started. The week's almost over.
We're almost done halfway with the week.
Half glass full.
My wife's going out of town today, so I'm going to be bachelor the rest of the week.
Oh, bachelor party up. Party at JC's house.
What are we doing, Al?
Well, you live in the burbs, so you better come down to my house.
Yeah, I can get down to your house.
All right.
Come hang out. Come on. With us if you want.
Third wheel it?
Sure.
Play guitar with Alan?
Sure. He's getting his little mini man cave.
Oh, don't call it little, man.
It is.
We don't lie when you call it little.
No, it is a mini. His kids, like, you go into your mini room, Dad, your mini man cave.
Oh.
It's so tiny. It's like one of the spare guest bedrooms. That's the only place we had to put it.
What's he going
to
have in there?
Well, he's got a sleeper sofa. It's like a two-seater couch that pulls out into a bed.
Okay.
Should I kick him out of the bed? Go to your mini man cave. No, I'm kidding. But he's got a room for, like, a TV in there.
Okay.
And a little chair. And that's about it.
A little chair. You got a little chair, a little
couch.
No,
it really is. It's like not even TV. It's like not even a full scale chair. It's like a
cute little chair. His guitar.
He has his guitar popped up in the corner. Yes.
Yeah.
It's his mini man cave. He calls it that. It's his mini man cave.
Okay.
This is actually Alan playing right here. What a stud.
He's in there every night learning new songs
and magic tricks.
He's already warned me. He said, football season starting, you're not going to see me for a few months.
Yeah, welcome to marriage, Kelly. That's how marriage works.
Yeah.
That's why you got to get into football.
Yeah.
If you want to be with your man, you got to learn to love it.
But then he says, you can come watch it with me. I said, well, if that's the case, why don't we just go both lay out in that big, comfy sectional we just got?
No, you
got
to watch
TV. And watch it in there.
You got to watch football.
Oh, he wants to be in his mini man cave.
Yeah,
that's where we want to watch it.
19 days, I believe it is, till college football starts.
Oh, boy.
I wonder if he's marked his territory already, probably.
Like peed in the room somewhere?
Probably peed in all the corners.
Yeah, you have to.
You know what men do when they mark their territory?
Dang right.
We spritz it.
Has he peed in the yard yet?
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, really? You have to. First thing you got to do.
I don't think Alan is like that.
Come on, Alan. Alan.
Then again, when I didn't think my father did, he got on the radio and said he had.
It's a rite of passage.
Wow. So every guy has.
Every guy has peed in the yard. When I went to 100%. South Carolina this past weekend, I asked my buddy, I said, have you peed in the yard yet? He goes, hell yeah, peed in the yard.
I don't think maybe he has.
He has.
He was out there doing some landscaping all on his own at one point.
Oh, then he peed in the yard.
There is a chance he did.
Just got to make sure your neighbor's not watching.
Yeah.
That's the one thing. But yeah, definitely peeing in the yard.
I can't really hate. If I had those parts, I probably would. It's so easy.
Yeah. So easy.
You still can, Jeff.
It's just right there.
No, I can't.
I peed in your pool. So that's kind of cool.
Whoa.
Well, everybody pees in pools.
You peed in my pool and your daughter peed all over the ground.
That's right.
You guys just came over to pee.
Y'all just took over.
It's
like a rest stop.
Al, you wear a shirt that says I pee in pools.
So you can't judge on
that.
I think a lot of people do.
Hey, I want to run this through the ladies on the show.
You run it through us, JC.
Okay.
I'm open.
Okay, thank you. There's this post that went viral from this guy. He's a speaker, I guess. He goes and does motivational speeches and all that stuff.
Okay.
And he's married, posted a picture of him with his wife on the beach. And at first, when you hear the message, you're like, oh, that's nice. But the more it sinks in.
No, the more people twist it into something more.
No, this was more of like, the more I thought about it, I was like, oh, I don't know if that's, I understand the message he's trying to portray, but I don't think.
Then just take it at that. If you understand the message he's trying to convey, just leave it at
well,
that.
Let's hear it.
Tell me what you think. It's a picture of him and his wife on the beach.
Okay.
She's wearing a one piece. They're a good looking couple. And he says, I love this woman. and her curvy body. As a teenager, I was often teased by my friends for my attraction to girls on the thicker side, ones that were shorter and curvier, girls that average or basic bros might refer to as chubby, even fat. Then as I became a man and started to educate myself on issues such as feminism and how the media marginalizes women by portraying them very narrowly and in a very specific standard of beauty, thin, tall, lean, I realized how many men have bought into that lie. For me, there's nothing sexier than this woman right here. Thick thighs, big booty, cute little side rolls, etc. Her shape and size won't be the one feature on the cover of Cosmopolitan, but it's the one featured in my life and in my heart. There's nothing sexier to me than a woman who's both curvy and confident. This gorgeous girl I married fills out every inch of her jeans and is still the most beautiful one in the room. Guys, rethink what society has told you that you should desire. A real woman is not a porn star or a bikini mannequin or a movie character. She's real. She has beautiful stretch marks on her hips and cute little dimples on her booty. Girls, don't ever fool yourself by thinking you have to fit a certain mold to be loved and appreciated. There's a guy out there who's going to celebrate you for exactly who you are. Someone who will love you like I love my Sarah. And that's
but
fun.
Then people twist it and make it more. He's just celebrating his wife's feminine body. You know what?
Too
and she's
critical
happy.
Of her. But the thing is, I'm looking at that photo and I'm surprised because she doesn't look. I would not even really consider her curvy.
Well, she is
curvy,
compared to other women.
But perfect curvy.
And that picture of her, she's pressed into her husband, and you know, I've seen other pictures of her, and she's
great.
Not. Yeah, she looks great. She's an average woman's body.
Yeah.
But people are twisting it. And saying that he
saying?
Is because he's a his fetish with calling him a fat fetish person and twisting it.
Right.
And it's just like, why can't you just leave it? This is a man celebrating his wife's body. And everybody's making it this big, ugly thing.
It doesn't have to be an ugly thing. But again, he could. The thing is, he's talking about how people marginalize people about their bodies.
Yes.
And this whole post was about her body.
Which he loves and celebrates.
Which he does love and celebrate, but he didn't talk about her personality. He didn't talk about what a good person she is.
Well, why does it have to everything be about personality? He likes his chubby little wife, and she's absolutely happy with it.
See, that's
why does
the thing.
Everything
that's
have to be about personality?
Issue. If he would just left it at like,
he thinks she's
I
sexy.
Love her body, instead of going back to how he used to be a DB because he only likes skinny chicks and she's kind of chubby, but he's into it. Like, it is a little, I don't know.
There was one.
Just take it at face value that he didn't mean anything. He is celebrating his wife's curves and making her feel like a movie
like a princess,
star.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately for him, when you go viral, you better hope there's no skeletons in your closet.
Yeah.
And what?
And people started going back, not just him, but also on her profile, and they started finding old tweets, and they found some racist jokes,
and they started
calling him out for saying that he's been trying to go viral with this sort of post for years because he does post quite a lot about his curvy, chubby wife, which, quote unquote, he posts a lot about it. So people started saying, "Are you doing this for the right reason,
right?
Or are you doing it to go viral?" Which you finally did.
Hmm.
Would it upset you if your husband wrote something like that, or would you be really happy, Kelly, Alan?
Well, no, that wouldn't upset me because I would know where it's coming from. Now, if you're telling
if
he's purposely trying to go viral or something, that puts a different spin on it.
Yeah.
But you're telling me a story from face value and without me digging into somebody's past, because everybody has to dig into everybody's past.
Right.
Nobody can do anything anymore. But yeah, so I mean, now it's going to completely change how I felt about something. But if I'm taking on this one picture and this one sentiment this man said, I see nothing wrong with what he said.
You know what it is? I just don't like the descriptive words being thrown out so much. Like, whether it's skinny, fat, chubby, curvy, I just like it being like, oh my gosh, you own your body and you look great. Not always describing me as, you know,
one
wow,
or the other.
You're solid or you're curvy
labels.
Or you have dimples on your butt. Just like, your body's awesome and I love it. And like, leave it at that.
This was, we got a text here from a member of Kid Nation. And this is what I would say was split close to 50-50, maybe 60-40 on the people are mad at him side, but pretty close. But this is what I saw a lot of. I don't like it because it makes him seem pretentious, like, oh, go me. I'm so awesome because I'm dating a chubby woman. I deserve praise. That's what he was getting
like
a lot
I'm
of.
Overlooking.
Look at me. It's almost like
why can't it just be celebrating his wife's body?
That's how prefer to look at it.
And here's how you do it. This is how I knew that maybe this person was right, because this person wrote him, posted the picture, and said, look, I fixed your post. And it was the same picture, and it said, I love my wife so much.
Yeah.
Period.
There you go.
But he was trying to tell girls not to be so worried about their what is perceived by society as flaws and imperfections.
If he was trying
to... I just love my wife is fine, but he's trying to tell other girls, accept your body because there's people out there that love your body the way it is. Why can't you see that message?
If that's truly what he was trying to say, then I'm fine with that. But if he had an ulterior motive...
Yeah, see, that's what we
don't
know.
Then that kind of taints it for me. Like, no. If you're trying to get praise for yourself, yeah. Then that sheds a new light on it.
As a motivational speaker, I mean, that does help him to go viral, but...
Is he a motivational speaker?
Yeah, that's what he does. Yeah. Mm.
So he's trying to motivate.
I am motivated.
Were you motivated, Kelly?
Not really.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.